Page 25. Summary of Board Minutes by Gabe Griffith. Following are summaries of the October 28, 2010 CCB pre-convention board minutes, December 15 conference call minutes, and the January 27, 2011 conference call minutes. These are the most recent minutes that the board has approved. Copies of all these full minutes can be obtained by contacting the CCB office. October 28 pre-convention board meeting. All members of the board were present. Two of these were by phone. There were motions made and passed to accept the May 6, 2010, June 29, 2010, and September 20, 2010 minutes. All of these passed unanimously. It was moved and seconded to move $30 from general checking to the Sylvia Middleman Scholarship Account. The motion passed. Ed Branch read a written publications committee report, as well as a draft of a certification of appreciation the publications committee has drafted. Bernice Kandarian then discussed the survey that was sent out, requesting what formats people prefer for the Blind Californian and some general results. She also gave information on how many people subscribed to the CCB email lists. Page 26. There was then a discussion regarding possible future formats and feasibility of a format compatible with the NLS players. A motion was made and seconded to discontinue the floppy disk version of the BC and replace it with the data CD. This motion failed. It was moved that the publications committee be requested to bring before the CCB board at the fall 2011 convention a plan to provide the BC in a format readable by the NLS digital players. The motion passed on a voice vote. Donna Pomerantz talked about how the web administration has now been broken up into five sections. These include email lists, ccbnet.org, alias email addresses, Facebook, the website, and data backup. Page 27. It was moved and seconded to ratify a phone and email poll that had been taken among board members to grant a charter to the Coachella Valley chapter and cede them $500 from CCB. The motion passed unanimously. It was moved and seconded to accept a two-year contract that had been submitted by the L.A. Crown Plaza. Jerry seconded. The motion carried on a roll call vote. Dan Kaiser discussed plans for a possible dog-a-thon as a potential CCB fundraiser. He was asked to develop a budget for holding a dog-a-thon in Southern California and bring it to the board at the next board meeting. There was a motion made and seconded to enter into a contract with Right Ways for vehicle donations. This motion failed on a roll call vote. December 15, 2010, CCB Board Conference Call. This meeting was attended by all but one member of the board. It was moved and seconded to accept the October 28 pre-convention board meeting minutes. The motion passed unanimously. It was moved and seconded to accept the fundraising recommendation that the spring sweepstakes be held for the BC. The motion passed. Gabe Griffith then read several corporate resolutions that dealt with financial institutions and changing names of the new president and treasurer on these accounts. It was moved and seconded to adopt these board resolutions. The motion passed. Page 28, the board then entered executive session to discuss personnel matters. It was moved and seconded to continue working with Conference Direct and to begin seeking bids for the spring and fall 2013 conventions. The motion passed. The board then decided to approve the proposed budget and begin moving forward with plans for a dog-a-thon to be held simultaneously in L.A. and Sacramento. The board also approved the incoming and outgoing presidents and treasurers to expend whatever funds were necessary, up to a $1,000 limit, between this and the next board meeting. This was the last board meeting for several board members, including Kathy Skivers as outgoing immediate past president, Chris Gray as outgoing treasurer, and Ken Metz as an outgoing board member. The meeting ended with thank you words from these outgoing members. January 27, CCB Board Conference Call. All board members were present. Donna Pomerantz gave some opening remarks as CCB president. She outlined her vision of what CCB can do and how it can accomplish its goals. Page 29. The December 15, 2010 CCB board conference call minutes were approved with one modification. There were several abstentions from new board members who had not been present at that meeting. The board then entered executive session to discuss an offer by the Newell Perry trustees to help defray some of the cost of CCB employees' salaries in 2011. Peter Pardini then discussed some audit matters. There were some funds that the board voted to change designations on per recommendations from the auditors. It was then decided to accept the bid from the same auditors to perform the 2010 audit. Gabe Griffith read the proposed board resolution, purchasing of equipment for blind and low-vision clients of the Department of Rehabilitation and state employees. This resolution deals with a proposed change in the way the Department of General Services and the Department of Rehabilitation purchase adaptive equipment for employees or clients of rehab in the state of California. The board adopted this resolution. It was moved and seconded at CCB. Be one of the affiliates that seeks to participate in the pilot rollout of a new ACB membership database, and that we make a one-time donation of $250 to help defray the cost of this participation. The motion passed. The board decided to have a table at the CTE BVI conference in March.